Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
the Gottlieb Show rolls on
the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name dipped tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
I used to struggle with buying the perfect gifts, and now I don't have to. I'm Dustin Rhodes, and thankfully, I was at my favorite Pandora jewelry store checking out the new limited edition gift sets and this year's holiday collection. I heard about this exciting event coming up next Friday through Sunday, December 9th through the 11th. Receive a free Pandora gift with your $125 purchase. Choose from a sleek thermal Pandora water bottle or a stylish Pandora tote bag. The Pandora stores participating are Hawthorne, Water Tower, Orland Park, Chicago Ridge, Oak Brook, Naperville, and Louis Joliet. Last year, I bought Pandora jewelry for my wife and my mom and captured their style with Pandora's unique and stylish collection. This year, I'll be checking out the new holiday collection. From stackable rings to elegant charms, stylish new necklaces and earrings in 14 karat gold and silver. I know I'll find another perfect gift. Visit memorablecharms.com to see what stores are participating in this year's event, December 9th through the 11th.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Earlier this week, the Score's Mike Mulligan reported in the Chicago Tribune that there was some friction between Bears head coach John Fox and defensive coordinator Vic Fangio, and that Fangio could be on his way out at the end of the current season. Yesterday, Fox was asked about that report at Hallis Hall. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think when you spend as much time as we do as coaches, we get along great.
As for Fangio, he was a little more direct with the media.
He's one of your colleagues, and irresponsible reporting doesn't shine well for all of you, and that's too bad because all you guys, I enjoyed talking to you guys.
Fangio said he expects to be back with the Bears next year. As for actual football, the Bears got back to it as they prepare to face the Lions on Sunday in Detroit. Pernell McPhee, Eddie Royal, Tracy Porter, and Marquise Wilson all held out of practice. A handful of players were limited. The winter meetings have been anything but boring for Chicago fans this season. The past 2 days have seen three major deals involving the Cubs or White Sox. We'll start on the north side, where the Cubs sent outfielder Jorge Soler to Kansas City in exchange for All-Star closer Wade Davis. Davis went 2-1 with 27 saves and a 1.87 ERA in 2016. This morning, the Cubs acquired southpaw Caleb Smith from the Brewers for cash considerations. But it's the White Sox who walked away from the winter meetings the big winners. One day after getting a haul of highly touted prospects for ace Chris Sale, they pulled in three more prospects, including the highest-rated pitching prospect in baseball for outfielder Adam Eaton. In exchange for Eaton services, the Nationals will send righties Lucas Giolito, Ronaldo Lopez, and Dane Dunning to Chicago. Sox picked up pitcher Dylan Covey from Oakland in the Rule 5 draft this morning. Bulls host the Spurs tonight. Doug McDermott says he will play in this one after missing the last 3 weeks with a concussion. Blackhawks host the Rangers tomorrow night. Brent Seabrook is out for that one. He's day-to-day with an upper body injury. Jonathan Toews could get back on the ice tomorrow. Coach Joe Quenneville says he won't rule Toews out for Sunday. This scoreboard update brought to you by Eon Dental Implants. Choose Eon Dental Implants for a new smile and a new you. And be one of three lucky winners to win a $17,000 big game package at Four Winds Casinos. You can experience the thrill of the big game in person with two tickets and travel accommodations in our $65,000 big game package giveaway. For details, visit any Four Winds Casino location or fourwindscasino.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
I don't even know what to say. That was pretty awesome.
Some combination.
I got a ring.
I forgot when Grover was on the... was on the Cubs. Thank you, Julie DeCaro, for the update.
Grover would have pitched better.
Grover with shiny teeth. Jay Zawoski.
Think Lackey looks at Madden every once in a while.
Down, man. We're gonna play a little country hardball every now and then and figure it out.
You think Lackey looks at Madden every once in a while? I'm like, man, they really played over us, huh?
Cookie. Cookie.
I know it's Cookie Monster, but they're all the same in my mind. Grover and Cookie Monster. All those Muppets look alike. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shapkowski are our producers. Thank you, men. Kevin Zipak only for a day or two more, and then he becomes the new Gambino and goes back to full mornings, and we lose him for good.
Yeah.
It's going to be a rough day.
Yeah, Brian, I don't know what I'm going to do without that man bun every morning. A glorious bun.
Oh, speaking of that, I got somebody's hair to bring up that I met. Forgot
I know
to bring up the other
about.
Day. Who?
Aaron Bynes.
No.
Got to be talking about.
Oh, no.
Really?
Michael Kopech.
No. No. I'll get there in a minute. Kevin Zipak, thank you, man. Brian Gersh does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Thank you to our guests today. Just heard from Wade Davis, Paul Charchian, Matt Bowen, Jonah Carey, and if you missed it in hour number one, new White Sox Director of Player Development, Chris Getz, because that's the guy who is in charge now of taking these toys that Rickon is providing and helping to mold them along the way. And
that being another Chris Getz.
Yeah, right? And here's
can you make players better than you were?
That's my only question. You know, people do.
Well,
they do.
Yeah, they do. And you know, the thing is, and here's Terry. Hi, good to hear you, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Boers and Bernstein.
How you boys?
Hello. Good, man. If you guys remember in October when the White Sox took Director of Player Development Nick Capra, who'd had that job for 5 years, and they turned him into the third base coach for the big league team. And the assistant, the minor league pitching coordinator, became the bullpen coach. So they kept those guys,
shuffled
them to a completely different kind of scenario.
They moved them out of harm's way.
They moved them out of a position where they could be in control of all the different levels. And they brought in, and we laughed at Chris Getz, but guess what? At least he was in Kansas City for 2 years, and he learned a few things.
Smart guy.
Smart, very smart guy. And, you know, they had all these new hires last month. So, Chris Getz is in charge, and we'll see what he does now in terms of a White Sox way, if such a thing will indeed be
molded.
You
know what fascinates me? And we're going to talk a lot about, the Rickon whole Jedi mind trick thing that's going on here, but
it's hard to give up Chris Sale.
Yeah, the eating thing is something. That's so hard.
Oh, the eating thing's insane.
People are congratulating me, and it's not for a good thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, sure it is, dude.
It's a good thing.
But the contracts, the fact that he built value into these guys by signing them to these ridiculously undervalued contracts. You know, you can look at fan graphs, how they assign a certain value per win every year depending on the open market.
Quintana's got that same value. Jose Abreu's got
that
same value.
Sure, and you just look at where they are relative to what their actual value is. That's why you're getting extra. Right. That's why you're getting more, because of what he anticipated with some of these contracts. And ideally, sure, you would have won World Series with these guys, but the fact that you created value that wasn't there simply by being smart about negotiating.
I think they had to. I think they had to sign. They had to offer those guys earlier rather than later because of the restrictions from above.
But the players don't have to agree to it.
Correct.
That's the thing. And now.
Knowing your value.
Now Quintana, what you got to see.
Remember what we saw when Quintana signed that deal? We're all like, oh, what are you doing?
See, here now, you've got to field a team. You're going to be trading away more pieces here.
That's why Avisel Garcia was tendered a contract.
You have to field a team. But what comes next in this are your Paul Mahalem signings, your Scott Feldman, guys who you see unaccounted for value, untapped, or where there's a spread. You know, now the next market inequity for you is who can you bring in that maybe you trust Don Cooper to make better up until that deadline. Maybe James Shields is something other than horrible. And you could just think what a lottery ticket that would be.
Amen.
It just because that's next.
Scott Feldman turned into Arrieta and exactly that scenario.
That's what now it's the time for you and your pro scouts. This is and we have maligned the White Sox pro scouts for a while now. But this is critical in the construction of this team, not to win. Not necessarily to win games, but to find untapped value that you can turn into something at this deadline and maybe next year's deadline.
Yeah, this is what we talked about the first hour, right, Speaks? About finding out now. You got the prospects. You find out now where the weaknesses lie in your organization.
Right.
And that's another way of finding out your weaknesses as well. Can you find those guys that you need to turn into something? You know, it's not just about waiting on the guys. It's about fielding a team and a guy playing a little bit better than anyone thought he would play, and then removing him immediately.
Get
and not
people interested.
In love.
You know, Edwin Jackson was a mistake, but you understood with Edwin Jackson what they saw. That's all right. We need to field a team, and that's a guy who is proven to be a sought after deadline commodity.
So we'll see who's left lingering in the next few weeks. I mean, if nobody grabs Brad Ziegler, you ought to sign Brad Ziegler because he'll be himself at the deadline and somebody's going to give you some money for him, give you some something for him. But also, here's the thing. Unlike Theo and McLeod, you have to assume that you're going to miss a bunch as you guess around these kids. Those guys don't miss a lot. So that's why you have to deal as many guys as possible and load up right now. You know, as soon as you can, Robertson, Frazier,
Melky,
Abreu, Melky, get as many of the kids.
Every one of them.
Load them up because then you can really afford to miss. Because you're going to miss.
Well, you put them somewhere where there's an actual team, it might be fine. I mean, it's not that they don't have some value. I don't know.
Of course.
I mean, they have value. I mean, there's some guys there that you'd say, for a couple of years or years, I'd do that.
If the Dodgers lose Justin Turner, they'd love to have Todd Frazier play third base for them and hit 35 homers.
Yep. You always, every year, the World Series winning team has somebody like, that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's on that team.
Three years in a row, it was Eric Kinski.
Oh, Scott Brosius. Okay, sure. You know,
he's a big stroker now, Eric Kinski.
I know.
Big deal.
Yeah, he's working with Hayward, right?
Yep.
And Barry Bonds. We didn't even touch on that. So who is it? It's Hinsky and John Mailey and Barry Bonds are all going to work with Jason Hayward this offseason.
Good.
Did you see the story?
Barry Bonds, good hitter.
Yeah. Good hitter. Second best baseball player who ever lived.
Pretty damn good player.
Did you see that? There is a flight of Raiders fans headed to Kansas City, a commercial flight largely made up of Raiders fans. And this was only just 2 hours ago. I saw this via Twitter.
Images that are popping in my head right now.
All dressed up.
The game is going to be on the score tonight, and it's rare that a Thursday night football game has this kind of cachet to it. But I'm not making this up.
It's going to be Thunderdome.
Apparently.
In character, right?
The pilot congratulated the assembled group of passengers for drinking every single last drop of alcohol available on the flight to Kansas City. And it was mostly Raiders. So this is going to be absolutely lit once they open the gates. And I guess they're opening the Arrowhead parking lots early. And if you've never been to Arrowhead, it's crazy anyway. I mean, that's a collegiate type tailgate scene there. It is energetic and wild there. This is going to be a thing, and I just hope the actual quality of football is worth all of the excitement.
You want to see crazy people? You know, like there's a certain cross section of, and I'm sure you ran into them, the California sports fan, like the guy who is a Lakers, Raiders, Dodgers fan. Yeah, that more than likely it's a crazy person who might
kick
ass.
Get the team moved.
Exactly. See,
after all this,
to Vegas.
They have a real team now because they're pretty good. And all of a sudden, where'd they go? I don't know. They're going again.
I would not go to a Raider game if you paid me.
Oh, don't go.
Don't. You're gonna die.
Do not do that.
You're gonna die. Yeah, you would. You'll be the only person not wearing face paint and covered in alcohol. You're going
to
die.
That's what you would have to do.
I did it once. I'll never do it again.
To not die.
Right. You did it once, Terry? When did you see him? What era?
Oh, God.
What era are we talking about?
Bad era.
The Howie Long days?
Ooh. Yeah, they weren't good. But you know that fandom has been there forever.
Yes.
They've been sitting around in those stupid costumes for decades. I mean, they're there. Late 80s.
Okay.
And I saw the baseball teams, the football. I've never been so... That parking lot was enough to frighten you. I got dropped off and I had to walk through the parking lot. I intentionally wanted to do it just to absorb some of it. Mm. I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to barbecue me. Yeah. I mean, they're just... like some... You go to some of those tailgates that... Even in Notre Dame and places like that where I wasn't immensely popular. Actually, several. And they'd offer you something to eat. At the Raiders game, they offered to put you on the spit. I mean, hey, come here, Tubby. All right, come here. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, you were large. Those were large days for
T-Bores. I just, it was like, oh, my God, this can't be real.
Yeah, damn good team, like you mentioned, too. Damn good team, and they're getting ready to move. After years of trying to figure out how and why you were rooting for the Raiders, they're like, all right, by the way, bye-bye.
Bye.
Reggie McKenzie figured it out the last couple of drafts, and they got themselves an MVP candidate and defensive player of the year candidate.
Was Mike White the coach when you were out there, Terry?
Oh, wow.
Mike, remember Mike White was a Raider coach for a little while.
Days, maybe?
No, I didn't want to follow him. I had enough of him at Illinois. Although, if you get Mike White, was one of those guys. Remember, he's sort of the renegade college guy.
Yeah.
And if you sat down and talked with him, we used to go and walk the field in Illinois, and he would let me in on all kinds of stuff he'd done, and how we had to conduct business and all of a sudden, under the promise that I would never tell anybody. Well, don't count on that one. But anyway,
he's got no F's left to give.
Right. I really don't. So he was, you know, he and I wore it all the time. We fought. And then we started taking these walks when I'd go down there, and we became just listening to him, the life of a little bit of a guy that you knew the only way to succeed, because he actually succeeded in Illinois,
yeah,
which in any era you ever looked at was not easy.
But he operated on the fringes and knew he had to.
Oh boy, did he ever! He's the one that had Bob Devaney thrown off the field at Nebraska.
I mean, look, you see that there is something, and in hindsight, I've spent a lot of time around coaches who knew how to work gray areas.
Knew and understood
how to install layers of plausible deniability, and knew which phone you had to throw out after you used it.
You'd be good if you called this guy after 10 o'clock. Not me, but it'd be good if you did it.
And there's something now, knowing what I know about the NCAA, and how I feel about it, and how I feel about the injustice of the entire system, I've got so much more respect for those guys because of the added layer of difficulty to try to do what they did with those high stakes. You're talking about the combination like riverboat gambler or high seas pirate, or you know, you're sort of
mixed with politicians.
With sort of ambassadors, and you know, all the hand clasping and the Rotary Club speeches in there, and then the other speech you give in the back in a guy's car when you're done with the regular speech.
Did you guys see the Appalachian State assistant coach story? Mm-mm. The ex-Appalachian State assistant coach who, after a prospect and his family visited the school in the fall of 2012.
Oh, he sent like 700 texts to the family?
To the mom.
To the mom, right.
The assistant coach ended up texting with the mother 416 times, and some of the messages were, quote, personal in nature.
That's usually something else.
How many of those are picture messages? Yeah. Oh, boy. What do you think of this?
And he was wearing Crocs in 8 of them.
that's not uncommon.
Especially in basketball, like... Yeah, you find yourself in a lot of situations where you might be dealing with a single parent.
Yep, that's exactly what they do.
And you move on in, and you start to hang around.
And you really move on in.
This was not a single parent situation.
Kind of like the Willis Reed move on in.
The father discovered the text messages on the mother's phone.
Let's go. Father intercepted and outed him.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
How would you like to walk in the door and find Willis Reed on top of Mama? I mean, I don't think
next
that's
on Maury.
Right.
Is it
the lie detector test? says Willis Reed was on top of Mamba.
Yeah.
Is that you, Willis?
Yeah. You bet it was.
What you talking about?
I mean, it still goes on in the SEC too. You've got some very young, beautiful mothers who have very fertile wombs that kick out Division I football players.
Got a womb for that. I did not know that.
Goes on in Cleveland.
I mean,
sometimes.
the most famous one is the Landon Collins situation where his mom was mad that he went to Alabama, and then next thing you know, she kicks out a Florida recruit and she wanted him to go to LSU, and everybody was wondering, why does mom want everyone to go to LSU? It's because mom was being courted by LSU people in many ways. Mm. That's why. Mama's still packing heat, too. You know how I feel about
that. Sometimes it's more than that. Sometimes you end up with a job somewhere.
Yeah, right.
I remember the first campus. Time I realized. What's the first time you realized that went on? I remember being a kid.
Was it Chris Duhon?
No, it was that Ed Manning had a job working for Larry Brown. And I'm like, wait a minute, that seems convenient.
That was a pretty good move, though.
Yeah, I know.
That's a real good move.
I know, but
when dudes get thrown on the coaching staff.
That's what
the coaching staff thing, too.
85, something
Danny's
like that.
Danny's coaching now,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
He doesn't have to do that, does he?
Like, oh, wow, yeah. Danny Manning's dad is on Larry Brown's coaching staff. That's interesting.
Milt Wagner, right? DeJuan Wagner?
Yes.
Eddie Curry's cousin is on DePaul's bench doing nothing, falling asleep at practice. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. He's there. Right.
We all found out at the same time that Reggie Rose always wanted to work at FedEx. You know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, the Danny Manning thing.
Yeah.
Because Larry Brown, up until that point, was known as a kind of guy. But then all of a sudden, when Ed Manning turns up on there, and here comes Danny, and then next thing you know, they beat Stacey King in the championship game. I mean, that was sort of a great blueprint to follow. I mean, he got away with it at the time. He didn't get away with it lately. He's a 70-year-old man sitting up in the bleachers wearing an SMU shirt.
Yeah, he's at random basketball games with his old gear on.
Exactly right. I mean, I don't know what they told you to go away, Larry.
He can't pry himself away from basketball,
so
man.
Right. That's
like
so
Tom
sad.
Coughlin.
Because
Tom, why are you in here every day?
You don't work here anymore.
Tom Coughlin, laugh all you want. I bet you Tom Coughlin's coaching the Jacksonville Jaguars next year.
Well, somebody will be. It won't be that idiot.
Well, his quarterback is still be throwing pick sixes.
Well, his quarterback sucks. But that's an awful pick.
There's a movement down there to get Coughlin back.
That's an odd pick. Yep.
Wow.
See, I remember going to Carbondale in '98 and watching what was going on with DePaul. And thinking to myself, how the hell did Quentin Richardson and Bobby Simmons and Len, like, I'm sitting there like, and I'm like, man, this is the start of something awesome. You just got to make sure that, you know, that you keep everything above board as much as you can.
Yep.
You're like, all right, Amari Sawyer and Andre Brown and all these other things. And they were like, by the way, that's going to stop right now with that class. This won't ever happen again because he has been banished to Wayne State or whatever the hell, Towson State, where he had to go.
I remember I ran into Pat Kennedy at an Einstein bagels during that time period.
Do you have a hole in his pants?
One of my favorite basketball people.
Oh, Pat Kennedy, awesome.
Absolute
awesome.
Favorite. We could close a bar like nothing
else. Awesome, man.
And you know, drawing up plays on napkins and telling his stories. One of my favorite nights. We were sitting. God, I don't even know where the hell we were, but it was some indiscreet.
You're on
the
way to Cincinnati for Kenyon Martin
knows?
To drop 30 on
who
you.
Knows? It was some Marriott somewhere. And it was Pat Kennedy and a guy named Kenny Williamson. Kenny Williamson is one of these basketball lifers.
Yeah,
he worked for the Knicks. He was a scout. He knew. And they used to, he was called Eggman Butterman because when he was a kid growing up, I think in Harlem, he as a young man, he would go around and sort of herald the arrival of the Eggman Butterman. Anybody needed eggs, he'd knock on all of the doors in the tenement and say, who needs eggs, who needs butter? As a little kid, he'd make a couple of bucks doing that. And Kenny Williamson, he always had a stub of a cigar. Never really smoked, just kind of chewing on it. He never got any longer, shorter. Mm. And he would sit, and the stories, I was just, I'd be like, I didn't want the night to end.
His nickname was Eggman. I'm looking it up on
everybody. He knew everybody. He knew every backroom deal, every story behind every recruit, where the guy ended up in the pros, where he played overseas. I mean, just the bear he is.
Yeah.
That's the dude right there. That's one of those basketball guys you never heard of. Mm-hmm.
Guys like that are agents. But he's in the mix with everything.
Just the
agents are a stitch too.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy crap. And they bring their own usually in their pocket. Where'd you find it?
You just look
it
up?
I just threw him in there, and his picture came up. He's since passed away, though.
Yeah, he has. That was a dude.
Yeah, since Kenny Williamson's death shakes the hoops world.
I am the Eggman. Goo 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 joo.
Walrusing is not a verb.
Sure it is.
There was nothing besides baseball yesterday, fellas. It was a fun day. Well, I mean, it was some basketball last night, but I'm sure nobody watched the Knicks and the Cavs besides me. And,
right about that.
No, did you see what happened at the end of the game?
With the water bottle challenge?
Yes.
People are upset at LeBron.
Okay, that was, first of all, hysterical.
He does the water bottle challenge where he throws it up in the air so it can land right on its, you know, on its bottom.
And Kyrie did it first, and then LeBron throws it onto the court.
Yeah. It went too far into the court, and he dove on the court to get it to make sure you're going to get in
trouble. There's not a lot of respect for the Knicks right now in LeBron's mind.
He won't talk to Phil.
The stuff Phil said.
Phil tried to play. The second statement was, I am not allowed to talk about it.
Right. Read Phil's book about what he said regarding a young LeBron James and his posse and how these kids
fetch his cars and his girl.
Exactly. Yeah. Need to say that it keeps them from being fully actualized, mature people.
Jeff Van Gundy went in on him last night, too. He said, it's funny how Phil Jackson is being covered now that he's, you know, seen in the light that he is as a business, as a management guy, because he wasn't covered like this as a coach. And you already know Jeff Van Gundy's
Big
got
Chief
an axe.
Triangle.
Yeah, he's got an axe.
Coined it right here on this radio station.
Is that right?
Yeah, Jeff Van Gundy said to you, Terry, right? A Big Chief Triangle.
Yeah. Big Chief Triangle.
Yeah, he had the knives out last night. He was waiting for that thing to be a blowout.
But then
he cracks his knuckles like, about Phil Jackson.
Meanwhile.
Right, exactly.
But the water bottle thing, too. So, of course, I showed my kid because there's been crackdowns on the whole water bottle thing in schools and team locker rooms everywhere. It's not just water bottles. They're flipping highlighters. He's got a little plastic pencil sharpener, and I heard click, click, click. I said, tell me you're not flipping that.
These kids are running out of things to do.
It's like an addiction.
Yeah.
The 12-year-old boys.
Get your ass a job.
Anything they hold, they are trying to flip it and land it on its edge, no matter what it is.
Really?
I kid you. It's not just water bottles.
Oh my God!
You come home and you hear click, click, or thump, 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 and I said, if something is being flipped, I swear to God, that's going somewhere you don't want it to go.
Wow. Let's go. DCFS Burnsy over here.
Pastor Burnsy.
Yeah, right. I was about to say Joe Jackson also with Terry Boyce. All right, what do you got for us today, fellas?
Baseball.
There it is.
Well, we're baseball intensive. Are you kidding me?
Baseball City, man.
And some of our regular football guests, too. Greg Gabriel's got some good stuff for us today, too. I saw
Gabriel wrote about DeShone Kizer and whether he's actually a first-round quarterback or not.
That's a good topic.
Also, he's got some Bears info. So we look forward to talking about that.
All right. The Boris and Bernstein Show coming up next. Speaks. We'll do it again tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
See you then.
Thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Dan Bernstein here for the Boris and Bernstein Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. The Bears are 3-9 and now take on the Lions for the second time. Do they have a shot at a season sweep? We're talking about this divisional showdown right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute. My all-time favorite athlete celebrated a birthday yesterday. Larry Bird is now 60 years old. Not only is he responsible for my basketball passion, not only are the Celtics my first true sports love, but he's also a major catalyst behind my sports broadcasting career. All those nights spent listening to games on the radio when I was supposed to be doing my homework, I was mesmerized by the idea of describing the action in such a way that fans didn't feel like they were missing anything simply because they couldn't see it with their own eyes. I started telling all my friends I would be the first female Johnny Most, and that's still my ultimate goal. I modeled my game after Bird's, minus the amazing shot from anywhere on the court. And someday when I land an interview with Bird, I'll drop the mic and retire on the spot because I can't top that. Happy birthday, Larry Legend, from your biggest fan. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling selling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Winning, dining, and entertainment. You want the best, and you want it all. Trade up and discover why Four Winds Casino Resort is first in entertainment. Take in a show, everything from country to comedy with nationally known entertainers. Plug into the electric atmosphere of Hard Rock Cafe or dine at the award-winning Copper Rock Steakhouse. Add the thrill of a dazzling assortment of gaming, and it's easy to see Four Winds Casino Resort as your entertainment escape.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! Our family's got a total VIP arriving late this Christmas Eve, so we will need to be in our best pajamas. He drives a really cool sleigh.
Do you mean Santa?
Oh, do you know him?
Just go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, the entire store is up to 60% off.
Did you say 60% off?
I did. And right now, get sweaters from $10 for adults and from $8 for kids. Plus, sleepwear starts at just $7 for adults.
Santa will be slayed by our new PJs. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy. Offers valid 12/5 through 12/11. Excludes clearance, gift cards, register lane items, jewelry, today only and 2 day only deals.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few $1,000s or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Interesting item. Interesting music.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle Bells is a very popular Christmas classic. It's also one of the Christmas songs that really doesn't ever mention Christmas. The jingle bells referred to in the song are bells horse-drawn sleigh riders would put on their horses' straps to avoid collisions, being that a horse-drawn sleigh in snow is virtually silent. While it's a staple come each December, the song was actually intended to celebrate Thanksgiving. This week in 1810, the first interracial boxing championship took place. It went 40 rounds. The first intercollegiate basketball game took place this week in 1896. This week in 1939, Lou Gehrig at age 36 was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This week in 1940, had the first NFL championship on national radio. Will Chamberlain scored the second highest total in the NBA to date, 78 points. This week in 1961. This week in 1973, a Cubs player became the first baseball player to veto his trade.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
or stream it live or on demand. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Feeling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena this Sunday at 6 o'clock. Single game and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Winter meetings conclude on the East Coast, and today the Cubs with a Rule 5 selection, taking lefty pitcher Caleb Smith. They get him from the Milwaukee Brewers. The White Sox pick right-hander Dylan Covey from the A's. Now, the New York Post reports Aroldis Chapman had been offered an $87 million deal from Miami before he took the $86 million offer from the Yankees. He will pitch there. It's a five-year contract yet to be officially announced. The Marlins, Dodgers, and Nationals, though, are still working to land free agent closer Kenley Jansen, while the Nationals also have reported interest in Sox closer David Robertson. Doug McDermott returning from a concussion, hopeful to play tonight for the Bulls. They will take on the Spurs at the UC. Brent Seabrook is out for tomorrow's Blackhawks game against the Rangers. He's got an upper body injury. And we've got Thursday night football tonight. It is on the Score. The Raiders take on the Chiefs. We've got the broadcast starting at 7.
Hi, Chris.
Hello. Win a gift that keeps on giving. Enter at cbschicago.com/contest for your chance to win a Jets Pizza gift card brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza, also by The Score. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Auto House on Eden.
CBS Friday, Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Bourne. And I'm Dan Bernstein. Greg Gabriel will join us at 3. We'll do the second half at 3:30. Dan Pompey will check in at 5 o'clock with some surprises along the way as well. And at some point, we're going to give away a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. I saw a bunch of Jets Pizza boxes here that we seem to miss out on. They had the table all set up and a bunch of empty boxes. So I guess we just missed it. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR, The Score. Email us at Boers and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Yeah, maybe do.
Streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. The text zone brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group with 15 brands and over 4,000 vehicles. Visit them today at grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Boers_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's Boersandbernstein.com and the radio.com app. You download that and you can have the show with you on your mobile device. Producers Matt Avaticola.
What makes a Texas queso so great?
It just tastes good. It speaks to the soul. Good queso relaxes you. Look, if cheese dip can be served on a Ritz cracker or with one of those tiny Vienna sausages, queso is made to be scooped up with tortilla chips, dribbling down your chin and onto your shirt. One is a visceral, emotional, powerful family bond as you and your kids pour into nachos covered in queso. The other is party favors at an afternoon tea.
What the hell was that?
I love Matt Avaticola.
Seriously,
I don't know.
Danny,
got me on that one. I don't.
What was that?
That was Ted Cruz.
Okay.
Oh, Ted, yes, I saw that. Okay. I saw the headline.
Like a press conference, like, you know, he had a little media session, yeah. And that was just, you know.
That was the start for the day.
Maddie tipped me to that one. I have no idea what led up to that.
I didn't know he was so passionate about it.
He was very passionate about it.
That's, I mean, to wax so poetically about the isn't it just the Spanish word for cheese?
Is there
an actual product in Tex-Mex cuisine that I'm not aware of where it's something other than just the Spanish word for cheese?
Well, in his world, it's bigger than that. And I'll accept that because he's a fine politician.
Yes, he's handled it brilliantly at every turn. Yeah,
exactly. Don't you think? Chris, or I missed something.
Tannehill.
As UConn comes to South Bend and knocks out Notre Dame 72-61. That is 83 consecutive wins for Geno and the Huskies.
83.
And he reminded you of that after the game, by the way. But quick to point that out. How many? What is that now? He is Captain Indestructible. Not Gino Ramy. He is Captain Penis.
Right. Well, apparently, with Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Apparently,
there
was a competition, and the Arkansas cheese dip it beat Texas queso. I think that's how it came up.
Arkansas cheese. That's a thing. Your Arkansas cheese dip. I mean, what?
I didn't think he could beat Texas. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Texas is the king.
I didn't know that there was such a battle over different cheese.
There's a fight every day.
Okay. Because the Texas kind of, you put the little canned jalapenos in it, right? The little, the ones, the ballpark jalapenos.
That's one thing. Well, you got a million things to talk about. Yep. I don't really need to be picky. I love it all. I don't need to wax poetic about this kind or that kind. All of it I like.
Just bring it more. Yes.
Yeah. What do I need? What am I missing, Ted?
That's great. All right, we got a lot of baseball stuff to cover, and we're going to do that because there was a bunch of things that happened, and I know Terry's got thoughts stored up that are spilling out of his head and his various orifices. So that is coming your way today on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Dating back to 1885 as the founding franchise of major soft drinks, Dr. Pepper continues to provide a deliciously good, one-of-a-kind taste. Dr. Pepper is joined with another legendary team and founding franchise as the official soft drink of your Chicago Bears. So enjoy the one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper on game day at Soldier Field or in your own Bear Den at home. Be sure to pick up Dr. Pepper, Diet Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pepper Cherry at your favorite retailer. Try the delicious, one-of-a-kind taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper today. Dr. Pepper, always one-of-a-kind.
And especially with this amazing deal I'm going to tell you about, you're never going to buy wine at the grocery store again. You're never going to buy from anyone else again because these wines always deliver on taste, quality, and especially value. You know, every wine's in limited stock because he never knows when some good juice is going to become available that he can put a lot number on and slap his name on it and pass it along to you from one of these great vineyards. So I like to let you know when something is in low stock. And I know we have a lot of listeners of this show who have been big fans of the Lot 475 2013 Arroyo Seco Chardonnay. Because this is, if you are a white wine drinker, and I know there are many out there, this is a classic. This is one of their best-selling white wines. This is full-blown Chardonnay with the buttery malolactic fermentation in new American oak. So if you like your Chardonnays oaky and buttery and delicious, if you had the Lot 445, you had the Lot 465, this is the same producer, Arroyo Seco in Monterey, and it's Lot 475. It is only $15 a bottle, and it is low stock. So if you want to grab this, now is the time to do it. And Cameron doesn't usually offer discounts because of the business model. His prices are already 40 to 80% less than retail value. But he's got a relationship with you, the Boers and Bernstein listener, so this deal is still going on. It's for your first order of three or more bottles, free shipping, and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew, and this is a great deal. So you're already trying deeply discounted wine. This is a no-brainer with free shipping because wine's heavy. It's expensive to ship. Maybe you need a gift, or maybe you want to just get yourself a gift. Grab this Lot 475 while there is still some left. What you're going to do is go to chwine.com and use my code at checkout. It's just my name, Dan. chwine.com. That's chwine.com. Shop for your wine. And at checkout, just enter Dan. If you are a Chardonnay fan or there is one in your life who likes this classic Chardonnay, this Monterey County style, so grab some of this $15 Lot 475. You will thank me. It's a limited time offer. Don't wait. chwine.com. Enter Dan.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th.
and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet, the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared, now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself. Know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time, when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire show is podcast online at CBSChicago.com. From News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
This week in 1810, the first interracial boxing championship took place. It went 40 rounds. The first intercollegiate basketball game took place this week in 1896. This week in 1939, Lou Gehrig at age 36 was elected to baseball's Hall of Fame. This week in 1940, had the first NFL championship on national radio. Will Chamberlain scored the second highest total in the NBA to date, 78 points. This week in 1961. This week in 1973, a Cubs player became the first baseball player to veto his trade.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
This week in music history.
This week in 1915, Frank Sinatra was born. Even though still married, Jerry Lee Lewis secretly married his 13-year-old cousin this week in 1957. This week in 1964, soul singer Sam Cooke was shot dead at a motel in Los Angeles, ultimately ruled a justifiable homicide. This week in 1969, John Lennon played what would be his final ever gig in the UK.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Taste the feeling.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At the same time, we are ecstatic about the return we were able to secure for Adam Services, and that's a result of some hard work by our scouts, the amateur scouts, and their background that they've done on these players over a number of years. Everybody from the front office targeting what we feel are high-impact potential front-of-the-rotation pieces that will help further our goal of getting ourselves in a position for sustained success.
That is Rick Hahn, and I didn't know they traded Adam Services. I didn't know it. He was gone, too. How could you do that? You've got Boris Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Let me just mention something as we look ahead here and get settled in here on what's going to be a very much of a new-look White Sox team. And I don't even know who's going to be on the team. But let me just say this, that we both sat here through all the years of the rebuilding Cubs, and I think it's safe to say that most people got it. And some refused to get in, didn't believe it was going anywhere anyway. And that's fine, because it's difficult to do that. It's not that easy to do, because teams say they're going to rebuild all the time, and 3 years later, they still suck. That's fine, or 4 years. Sometimes it just doesn't work. But nobody's allowed this time. I want you to make this rule for me, because you'll have to enforce it. Nobody's allowed to bitch on what the White Sox look like on the field this year. Do not say a word. Don't say a thing. I don't want to hear it. He doesn't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it. Want no part of it. Been through this once. Does it mean they're going to be as successful as the Cubs? Well, that's tough to do.
Yeah, you think the experience now is such that you should be completely aware, with all of the experience we have with transparency,
yep,
of it's not about winning games this year.
Right.
It is about,
you don't want to listen to it, do you?
It's about getting closer to winning a championship.
Right. You don't want to listen to it. I know you don't. And nobody does.
I'm not buying tickets until they show
me. We haven't been anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up. Get in the back of the room. I'll paddle your ass.
We heard it yesterday. We heard somebody calling and saying, like, I am not going to go until they get rid of Ken Williams. And that's still top of mind when, look, there was a sort of a very ironic call that said, hey, it's about time they're finally doing what it takes to win.
Yep.
And that was great. Because that tells us that for all everything the White Sox have tried to do in the past, saying, oh, well, we got to mollify our fan base with these sort of half-hearted attempts to compete, it just shows that fans are smart enough to know now what it's okay to do.
And that's all. I just think that, you know, now is not the time to get ready for bitching season about what this team looks like. It's not. And it's the right thing to do. It's the baseball thing to do. And one of the things that most of the really good young teams, emphasis on young teams in baseball, have done is that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they failed to varying degrees before that and maybe tried some other ways. But the White Sox have been down this road so many times, I'm tired of the road. Close it. Stay off of it. Don't go.
It would be great. It would be great if in some of these transactions to come, they were able to add some bats that excited you, some young bats. But, you know, maybe they will, maybe they won't. But like I say, if they can find some free agents that may just give them value to flip, that's good too.
Yeah.
So just be cool with the fact that a big, big change has been made, and it is going to take time. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's just true.
Well, and I just, you know, just don't act like you don't know what's going on. Please don't do that again for the baseball stew, but don't do that again. We listened to enough of it, and I don't think the White Sox don't draw the kind of emotion the Cubs do anyway while they were going through, because we listened to it for a long damn time. Dumb Cub fans, how are you doing? We suck, come on.
Are you actually worried that it is going to happen?
Yeah.
You are?
Oh, sure. I think you're going to, that guy who calls and said he's not going to go, I think there are a lot of people who feel that same way, who'll be in the middle of next season, they'll call you and say, hey, Bernstein, what is this? I just think there will be. You know, the White Sox fans are finicky anyway, but I think that, I want them to be less so. Just don't worry. Nobody, there's no guarantees that all the guys you've got are going to be good. We don't know that. You don't know that. And they don't know that. You can guess and look at a roster and look at your scouts and everything else you have today, all the advanced metrics, everything you can look at a kid. But that doesn't mean that it's going to work. All I know is what you were doing was awful. You weren't interested. I want all of you to keep this in mind. You weren't interested in the White Sox. Not much interested. So don't say a word. Don't say a word about the new-look White Sox, because the new look will take a while to get here. But don't start. Don't start with stupidity. The bad place to start any baseball argument is from the stupid side of the table.
Yeah, I guess I've been encouraged, because, you know, we always joked with Len Casper for how many years about when they would say, hey, what's going on the farm? Let's look at the Cubs farm report.
Right. Yes.
And they'd say, oh, look what Javier Baez is doing, and look what Chris Bryant is doing. And you'd mm-hmm. seem to say, oh, okay. Well, get used to that now, where you're not concerned with Avisail Garcia, you're not concerned with Brett Laurie, and you're not concerned maybe with Jose Abreu. But when you see, you can look at what's happening at multiple levels of a completely refreshed and refurbished farm system, and they're not done. It's going to get even better.
No, they're not. If I'm getting the return, I'm getting. I'm not done.
Oh no. This could be a top three farm system by the time they get done with this.
I mean, there are certain ways that and guys that you trust and you say, okay, well, but there are people who didn't trust Theo, if you remember. It's like he told you exactly what was going on. Rickon has told you exactly what's going on. There'll be dopes out there. I don't think anybody wants to hear it. And I don't think anybody wants you to think it. You know, this is a place where you come to argue sports. That's fine for the most part. Okay, fine.
But you're not allowed to pretend you don't know what this is, right? Not anymore. Not anymore in this town.
No.
So, but the question is, will it be aided and abetted by writers who decide to essentially troll people by saying, I don't know if this is going
to
work?
Well, they have to. Yeah. They, if they did it with the Cubs, Dan, and the Cubs pieces that were traded away weren't nearly as good as Chris Sale.
Well, it's harder to irritate White Sox fans because you don't have as many of them.
Right.
I mean, you can irritate some, Maddie, but you can't irritate. Because if you start irritating Cub Nation, or if you sing, well, I don't know what the hell they're doing to you, kids. They just aren't by volume.
One of Dan's peoples just called and wanted to share a thought with you fellas. I'll pass it along, as I said I would.
if the White Sox want to win, they need to get a restraining order against Don Cooper and keep him away from the young arms, is what he said.
Why? He's a good pitching coach. Why would you want to keep a good pitching coach away from your team?
Damn, just passing along the message, Dan. That's what I do.
I thought the rule was you used to say anytime you told a caller off the air,
This is the first time in 13 years.
I was just going to say.
I never passed along a message.
You are actually passing along a message. Right. That's kind of a scoop.
This one's good. This is, restraining order against Cooper. I like it. It's kind of outside the box. You know, he shows up for work and he can't go
ready.
In. Yeah, I think it's good. That's a good move, man.
I don't understand. Why would you want to keep your pitching coach?
Well, apparently, Dan, he thinks he's a bad pitching coach. He's going to ruin the young arms.
Well, apparently, he doesn't really understand the White Sox if he thinks he's going to get rid of Don Cooper.
Right.
You got brain injury? What's wrong with you? Are you crazy? God.
Hey, one of the positive things, too, about moving Sale and moving Eaton as well is the fact that they brought in a guy to replace Robin Ventura, who's actually less vocal than Robin Ventura. And it would have been a real disaster to have those type of guys around.
Yes, they knew that.
Right.
They knew that they would need a different clubhouse culture, and they have...
Because this guy talks less than Robin Ventura.
Well, he's also just kind of a happy guy.
He's happy.
But he talks less than Robin Ventura.
I know.
And he speaks Spanish.
He's less vocal than Robin Ventura.
Less vocal.
That's our overnight guy.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You don't have to be vocal. Maybe you just have to
No, you don't have to, but it's amazing that there's someone there like that.
No, anybody who knows me, it's pretty tough to keep me down. But in general, I've always been kind of a happy kid.
Right. Yeah, that's his bit.
He's a happy guy.
That's his bit. He's the happy guy.
He'll be happy, and then, there'll be nobody to games, and I fully expect that. But I also think that your old path was just stupid. There's somebody lurking for you at every corner every time you brought one of these guys. And
Terry, you're exactly right. And one of the things that we're holding on to is the fact that Theo and Jed hired this guy.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Then Madden becomes available, and, you do some things probably that were a little bit illegal ethically, and then you hire Madden, and this guy goes to the Sox. And so, that's one thing to hold on to.
All right.
If that means anything to you.
No, but it has been declared now by no less a baseball mind than Terry Bors that you are not allowed. You are hereby not allowed to be stupid, willfully stupid, about not understanding what the White Sox are trying to do. I second that proposal.
Yeah, no stupidity. I don't want to hear it. And you don't want to hear it. I won't be here. You, sir, will be in charge of that because I know you're good at it. And you've angered many people over the years. But in this, he fights the righteous fight for you.
I second it enthusiastically.
Yeah,
he will
take your dumb ass on and you will look like an idiot.
670.
So if you want to save it for your dinner table.
WSCR, the score.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Hi, everybody. It's Pat Hughes. Get your copy of the Chicago Cubs Win the World Series audio CD.
Order now so you get it in time for Christmas.
Only $19.99 plus shipping. Order now at cbschicago.com/Cubs.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and many of my friends still do. With the holidays here, the parties and reunions have arrived. I want to give friends a heads up on a healthy alternative to dipping tobacco, Jake's Mint Chew. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and made from USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, packs well, has a solid, long-lasting flavor, and has stopped me from using the brand name Dip Tobacco. Start the new year off right and make Jake's your chewing tobacco alternative. Go to jakesmintchew.com and get on the path to a healthier life. You can do it. Jake's can help. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. And please tell them the score in Bors and Bernstein
Loves you very much.
Come out for the Miller Lite's best seat in the house Monday night football party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect, Skokie, and Old Orchard Mall, starting at 7:30 p.m. Come out and register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the ultimate Fan Cave prize pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22.